If you need to know about farming, then you need to know Pam Jahnke. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Oh, it is a busy time of the year for the folks at the Wisconsin Beef Council. It's time for Checkoff Chats, a program brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. You know, this is the grilling season. A lot of folks, despite the heat, that are still making sure that they're enjoying a little outdoor activity involving the grill. And we see numbers go up as far as beef consumption at this time of the year. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Angie Horkin. She is along with us, the Director of Marketing for the Wisconsin Beef Council and your Checkoff Chat Coordinator. So, you know, we talk, Angie, about all the activities that are still going on, maybe in a little different way than they have in the past. One special activity that the Wisconsin Beef Council is involved with again this year is Madison Burger Week. Tell me a little bit about what 2020's Madison Burger Week campaign looks like and why Wisconsin Beef Council decided that they wanted to get involved a few years back.
Well, we are so excited that we can still have Madison Burger Week and we can be one of the main sponsors of it. This is our fourth annual Madison Burger Week, and it is presented and hosted by the Isthmus, so a great Madison publication. They have wonderful relationships with all the Dane County restaurants, and we have 42 restaurants participating, the highest number yet out of the 4 years. So that's great to see because, you know, the restaurants have been going through a hard time here lately. So we're super excited that we could still host this event, we could sponsor it. And what the Isthmus has done is we've increased the number of sponsors. So Wisconsin Distributors is a sponsor, Bullet Bourbon, which they're a brand new sponsor, and then our friends at Metcalf Market, Tim Metcalf and his crew, they're sponsors. So by increasing the number of our sponsors, we're offering this Madison Burger Week free to all these participating restaurants. So they get to pick their favorite burger on their menu, or they get to create a new concoction, and then we're going to promote that for 2 weeks for them. So Burger Week's already started. Right. We can order our burgers right now. It started Monday the 6th, and it's going to run for 2 weeks this year instead of one, and it's going to wrap up on Sunday the 19th.
Let's talk a little bit about how people can find out which restaurants are participating, because ultimately they do get a chance to vote for their favorite burger. Where can they go? How can they find out where the locations are participating in this year's Madison Burger Week?
Well, of course, you can go to the Wisconsin Beef Council website, beeftips.com, which we send you to every Checkoff Chat. We've got a link on our homepage. Otherwise, the Madison Burger Week Facebook or website is madburgerweek.com. So either our Wisconsin Beef Council site can get you right there, or just type in madburgerweek.com. And once you get there, you'll see the burger lineup. And you want to go to that page and you'll see all of the delicious burgers. They've got pictures of all of them, and they've got their restaurants listed, and then links to the restaurant website. So some of these restaurants, you might have to call in your order or place your order online. Not all of them are having dine-in opportunities now, but some of them do have patios. So there's a lot of different options. And, of course, you can get them all to go. And some of you are even offering delivery. Excellent. So it's a little different than the past. So you might have to do a little bit more legwork in the beginning, make a phone call or get to the website. But it's definitely worth it once you go to this page and you see all of these delicious burgers.
Well, and I'm happy to say that Midwest Farm Report's been able to kind of go along with the Wisconsin Beef Council on a slice of the Madison Burger Week for the past couple of years. We'll be doing our Facebook Live broadcasts again from a couple different locations just to get you tempted into participating. And let me tell you, boy, these burgers are a meal. I mean, and the other thing, Angie, is these chefs take this competition very personally. They've got a lot of pride in the product that they're working with, and boy, they really have some creative takes on what you and I would normally call a burger.
They're not messing around with this competition, and I'm calling it a competition because you can go vote. So you can go click on the vote page right there on madburgerweek.com, and you can type in what your favorite burger was, what the restaurant was. It's like two questions. I think you put in your email and then your burger or your restaurant, and that is it. And then one of these chefs, restaurants will be crowned as the 2020 Madison Burger Week King.
Now, in the past, they've had pretty good numbers as far as actual consumers, customers that have participated in this. Do they have any projections on what they're expecting this year with the, as you point out, the COVID-19 kick to the curbside kind of situation in some areas?
I haven't heard any projections, but last year there was over 1,000 people went to the website and voted. I believe it was close to 1,100 votes. And then another great thing about this promotion is a lot of money is donated to the River Food Pantry. So last year, almost $5,000 was donated to the River Food Pantry there on the north side of Madison. And it's Dane County's largest food pantry, and they service a ton of people, probably even more this year than they have in the past. But, you know, 42 restaurants versus 38, so we're up 4 locations. So hopefully our numbers are even better because you have no excuse not to call and order and do a carry out and have it at home for supper or for lunch at the office. It's an easy meal.
Right. Angie Horkin along with us. She, of course, is with the Wisconsin Beef Council, their director of marketing, talking about Madison Burger Week back again for 2 weeks this year to give you a better opportunity to tap in to the creative genius of some of our best chefs around the Madison area. Go to beeftips.com if you want to see a complete list of all the participating burger locations. And remember that we are going to be again producing this year some Facebook Live videos focused in on a couple of the chefs and talking with them about life with COVID-19 and trying to continue with their passion for food. And then also talking a little bit on kind of what they use as benchmarks when it comes to selecting beef, how they design their burger. And to your point from earlier, Angie, some of these chefs take the selection of the beef they use for their burger very, very personally. They are very engaged in knowing where it comes from and wanting only the highest quality.
Exactly. We're going to visit one of the locations tomorrow that makes their burger out of a blend of chuck, brisket, and short rib. I can't wait. This is just, I'm starving just thinking about it, but we've got a lot of great burgers in this competition. So it's super exciting for Wisconsin's beef industry.
Absolutely. And that's why the Wisconsin Beef Council is involved with it. Remember, obviously, July is one of those months, despite the heat, where folks are going to be busy. And Angie, we want to kind of continue to remind people about the United We Steak campaign that really started before the 4th of July weekend. Give us a little update again on some of the special elements that you folks at the Wisconsin Beef Council have pulled together, either at beeftips.com or on your Facebook page, Wisconsin Beef Council. What can they look for?
Well, if you go to beeftips.com, right on the homepage, you'll find a link to all of our United We Steak information. So we've partnered with some great Wisconsin food bloggers to create some brand new burger recipes, brand new steak recipes that they have put on their websites. They're plastering all over social media. We've got links to them right from our homepage. We're going to partner with 5 of these ladies just so we can have more beef recipes out there on the internet, on social media, where people are going these days to find their recipes. You know, since March, our Wisconsin Beef Council website traffic is up like 85%. It's just crazy because that's what we're doing now. You know, we're at home, we're getting on the internet, we're searching for recipes. I'm a victim myself. I do it almost every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's where we're at. So we've got all these great food bloggers creating new, fun, exciting recipes for us beef farmers for the Beef Checkoff. Also, too, we're partnering with 30 meat markets, so our little independently owned meat processors across the state, and we're helping them sell more beef. They've got some passports, and they've got recipes and posters in their meat markets, and if you visit them and you pick up a passport and you get it stamped and you go to more than one, we're going to have a big contest here at the end of the summer, and you can have your name thrown in the hat to win a really nice gas grill.
Wow.
Who doesn't need that? I would take a new gas grill for sure. So, a lot of great things going on. Beeftips.com is the hub to find everything you want everything out you want to know about the Wisconsin Beef Council, how we're investing beef checkoff dollars, who we're working with, what we're doing, what recipes we're talking about. July is National Steak Month, so this month on TV all across the state, we're doing fun, exciting grilled steak recipes to go along with the United We Steak. We just got a lot going on.
Yeah, we do. It's fun. Angie Horkin along with us out there in front for our Wisconsin beef industry, talking with the media and obviously working with some of those bloggers as well as people like us. Look for our special Facebook Live opportunities on the beeftips.com website, the Wisconsin Beef Council social media pages, or MidwestFarmReport.com during Madison Burger Week, ongoing now. And as always, beeftips.com, one of your great places to turn for those resources. We also appreciate the partnership of the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association. Remember, the state's largest livestock marketing cooperative, quality services at all of their 13 locations. And remember, visit EquityCoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs. Angie Horkin along with us, and that, my friends, is your Checkoff Chat.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngkey.